Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Hi, it's Charlie Matos, and in this episode, we sit down with Lindsay L. Lindsay zoomed in with us the morning of Friday, January the 14th. She would be playing the Opry the next day, working on new music, and we'd also talk about singing the anthem and shooting free throws with the Denver Nuggets. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Lindsay L.
We were just talking about that. She's not here, and that's a bummer because Lindsay L. is our special guest, and we see you through social media everywhere. You're zooming in with us from your home this morning. You were just in Denver. What were you doing on the court, by the way, in Denver?
So I love basketball. I grew up, you know, playing basketball with my older brother, but we got hired to play the Nuggets game in Denver. And so we got to sit courtside. And I will say, I now, you guys, love basketball. It was so exciting. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is the kind of thing that you see in the movies. It was amazing. Yeah, I will be sitting courtside to as many basketball games as I can.
I have a feeling you did wonders for merch sales of the Denver Nuggets because you looked great out there. But the one thing I have to ask, though, there's the Instagram video of you shooting the ball from the free throw line, and we never really see what happens to the ball.
None of your business. None of your business what happened.
No, just saying. Master editor over here. Okay, so here's the thing, guys. I had not shot a basketball in years, and warming up, I hit my first three throw practice. I like sunk, and I like threw a bunch and got them in. And then in the actual heat of the moment, you know, I just had sung the anthem. Like everybody was there, like the Joker, all of these famous basketball players are watching me. And then you walk out onto the court, and then they're like, 3, 2, 1, and give you a ball, and you need to shoot right away. So it's like high-pressure moment, you guys. And I did hit the rim, but it bounced off. So okay. It did not make the Instagram video. She's behind-the-scenes exclusive. Yeah.
Your form is beautiful, though.
Biggest stages in the world, and she gets nervous at the free throw line.
Well, that tells you something.
Yeah, that tells you something about it, huh?
Got this. But free throw, I was like, I have to shoot a basketball in front of NBA players? No, this is embarrassing.
You hit the rim. That's respectable. But if it was an air ball, then we would have had, you know, some issues. You would have been a little bit more embarrassed.
Totally. Yeah. No, they said that like 80% of people don't even hit the basket.
See?
So 80% of people throw an air ball. So I was like, okay, as long as I can be in the 20% of people that actually like hit the basket, I'm good. I'll take that.
You take it any day. I have to ask you something completely out of the, you know, what we've been talking about. I just saw this video. You're performing in like this tiny space. It's with John Mayer. John Mayer has a brand new guitar out, Paul Reed Smith. Now, Lindsay and I share a love of John Mayer. Like, it runs deep. We love him. I remember when you redid his entire album and you put your spin on it and you were so excited. Like, are you guys buds now? Because you are actually demoing his brand new guitar in this video for Paul Reed Smith. I mean, give me the info on how this all went down.
Kelly, it was so crazy when I got that call. John, I guess, has become a friend, which is a crazy sentence to say. I can't even say that sentence, really. But he was releasing this new version of The Silver Sky and had called, you know, a few guitar friends of his to be in this commercial for the guitar. And so when I got asked, I was like, yeah, I can be in LA that weekend. Yeah, I can totally make that happen. And he was just the coolest, you guys. You know, I've gotten to meet him a few times just at shows or whatever, but he was just so cool. And it was amazing to be able to like talk guitar shop with him. And also, you know, as we were there, like watching everybody do their little stint in that room, like it was so cool watching him nerd out about guitar playing just the way we nerd out. And yeah, he was awesome. It was such a magical day. And the other players in that video, the fact that I could be on that same list, I just feel really honored to be a part.
I'm curious, cool. What was Lindsay L's first guitar?
That's such a great question. But my first guitar was like this really cheap black Ibanez electric that my parents, I think, got from like a pawn shop, and they wrapped it up under the tree Christmas morning. And I remember opening that thing and I did not put it down. It became like another limb off my body. My mom would be making dinner in the kitchen and I'd be like sitting there playing, and she'd be like doing laundry and I'd be sitting there playing. Like it just was attached to my being.
Did you get one of the new editions of that guitar since you got to play it? Did they gift you one? Please say they did.
I sure did. Yeah. And it's so amazing. Like I was watching John, you know, do some interviews about the guitar, and he was like, I really want you to be able to hear how this guitar feels. And when you watch some of the commercials for the Silver Sky, you can actually hear how good the guitar feels. It just feels like butter in your hands, which now I'm just getting all guitar nerd on you guys.
No,
it's a really good feeling and sounding guitar.
Most guitarists, not only are they guitarists, but they're collectors along the way as your career moves
totally.
On. And I think most famously of Vince Gill at the Grand Ole Opry and his collection. Do you own a guitar that was once owned by, say, an Eric Clapton or a B.B. King or a Chet Atkins or something that's particularly special to you?
Well, yeah, I own two guitars. One that was previously owned by Brad Paisley.
Nice.
You know, we went on tour with Brad for about a year and a half, and it was funny enough, it was the end of tour present from both of us. I painted a guitar in like Marvel characters because Brad's super into like all of that, and so I painted a guitar in that and gave it to him, and then he gave me like a reliced guitar that Brad reliced himself.
Oh wow.
And it became, I named the guitar Herbert because it's kind of the color of sherbet. And so fans are like, when are you bringing Herbert back out on the road? And so Herbert is from Brad. And then Keith, when we were on tour with Keith, he ended up like, you know, we would always talk guitars, but he gave me this like really, really cool, like Les Paul Jr. that was his. And so I feel like, you know, after touring with a couple of my idols as guitar players, you know, within country music, it's really, really cool to have, you know, their essence in it. They live on in my guitar collection.
Well, set up the video and the single people will hear on WSM Radio Worldwide and Worldwide Watch on Circle TV here in just a moment for the work you're doing with Chase Beckham, if you would, Lindsay.
Yes. You know, I first met Chase. Obviously, I knew of him from American Idol and was such a fan of everything he was doing. But I first met him because we're label mates, you know, when he got signed to the label. And he was just such a cool dude. His voice is so distinctive. And, you know, I remember the day we finished recording Can't Do Without Me, and we were sitting in the studio and we were like, this is something special. This is really cool. So it's just been such a treat to work with Chase. I cannot wait to, you know, zigzag around the world as we're touring and play this song all over. But please check out the music video. And this is Chase Beckham and I's Can't Do Without Me.
There she is. Courtside is her new favorite thing, she says in her Twitter post. The Denver Nuggets have started something, ladies and gentlemen, with our friend playing the Opry tomorrow night, Lindsay L. on Coffee, Country, and Cody. Good morning.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.